Steve, please.
Thank you. The next application is 11,657. Steve and Sue Meredith seek variance to reduce the rear yard setback, section 115-25C of the Sussex County Zoning Ordinance. The property is located on the southwest side of Riverwalk Drive, approximately 1,314 feet south of Meadow Creek Drive. The 911 address is 18905 Riverwalk Drive, Middleton. The property is zoned AR1. The tax map is District 235, map 30, parcel 546. Specifically, they're asking for a 2.1 foot variance for the rear. We did receive two letters in support. I'm going to go with Richard and Andrea Wobbles, that they have no objection to the addition of the 2 feet at their current location. And then we also received a letter from Herman and Helen Cowgill. They have no objections to the variance for the needed screen and porch. And we received no letters in opposition and no mail returns. Thank you.
Thank you. Name and address for the record. Swear at what time? Is that something about gifts the truth? Full truth and not the truth?
Yes.
Good evening, Council.
Good evening.
My name's Pam McDonald. I'm with Delcoast Design and Build. I represent the applicant, Steve and Sue Meredith. They're currently requesting a variance of 2 feet to impede into their rear setback, which is currently 10 feet, leaving 8 to the property line. The homeowners have an existing concrete pad that is approximately 10 by 16. They would like to enlarge that pad, coming into that setback by 2 feet, also enlarging the width by 2 feet to make it 12 by 18 and construct a three-season room on top of it. The uniqueness of this property actually is the irregular shape. It's a slight pie wedge, and in conjunction with the 25-foot front building restriction line, the home was placed in its final position, leaving little space to the rear. This property cannot otherwise be developed. The 10-foot rear building restriction line has left the homeowner with only 10 feet of space to construct a three-season room. They fail to conform with that ordinance. Regardless of the width of the room is unreasonable and does not allow for ample outdoor living space. This situation was not created by the applicants, the Meredith. The situation, the lot rather, was developed with a home constructed by Brighton Homes. The builder unfortunately did not inform the Merediths at the time of construction what the ramifications of any of the building restriction lines are. They were actually under the impression they could construct a room even much larger to that with no issues. This would not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. The proposed structure is proportionate in size and similar in style to other structures that already exist within the community. There's no impact on the public as the property behind the community has not been developed. In fact, there's a community retention pond directly behind it. The property behind that is currently, as of yet, undeveloped agricultural. The proposed structure would only be partially visible from the adjacent house on either side. And again, those two letters of support you have, one from each house on either side of the applicants. It is not detrimental to public welfare, as it does not impact any of the other homes in the community. It does not impact any public utilities. It does not impede or is visible to any flow of traffic within the community itself. It also does not interfere with any common areas within the meadows at Beaver Creek. Number 5, minimum variance. Yes, the variance will afford relief and is the least modification possible. The homeowners feel that the 2-foot variance is the least amount required to accommodate the needed space that they would like to propose in their backyard. In lieu of going deeper and requesting a larger variance, they decided to increase the width of the 3-season room instead. Thank you.
No questions.
Mr. Hudson?
No questions.
Mr. Worth?
Did you say that was a 2-story?
No, no, it's a single family home and it's just going to be a 1-level 3-season room on the rear of the home over a concrete pad.
Okay, it's 1-level.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's not another question.
Okay.
Okay. Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair hearing none. Steve, now entertain a motion. Chair will, entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I believe the applicant has demonstrated that the property is in the shape and size of it. Also believe that not be otherwise developed constrictor for me.
Second that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Hudson and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11,657. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Mills?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye for the reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Calloway, so by vote of 4-0, case number 11,657 is approved.
Thank you, Counsel.